Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to begin with a brief story of something that all of us undoubtedly have enjoyed at some point during our time at Amherst. Meeting President Marks for the first time. Now, for some of you, this may have come on that first rainy Sunday when we all arrived for freshman orientation. For others, it may have come at the president's barbecue a week or so after that. But not for me. No, for me, it wasn't until senior fall. And it wasn't under any normal circumstances.
You need help?
Oh, no.
I was wearing this umbrella hat. Now, the occasion was this past homecoming, and the setting was Pratt Field. Late in the third quarter, I noticed President Marks standing alongside the field. With plenty of liquid courage inside of me, I approached him. President Marks, my name's Garrett. I'm president of the Zumbis. No, I didn't say that. I'm kidding. I told him I'm a senior. And he nodded and shook my hand. But then it hit me. I didn't know what to say next. So I said the first thing to pop into my head, which, of course, was about the thing sitting atop my head. President Marks, recently you've been talking a lot about the economy and its impact on our endowment. So I've got a business proposal for you. You see the hat I'm wearing? Well, next year we're going into a partnership. You and me, we're going to sell purple and white versions of this bad boy to bring us back to 1.7 bill. What do you think? Now, at this point in our conversation, if you can even call it that, President Marks had not even said a word. Maybe it was his terrible laryngitis during the fall. But he still managed a firm baritone response to my musings. Talk to my secretary. I guess with the big guy in the room this time, that was probably twice as much fun as telling the same story a couple weeks ago. Meeting President Marks. Simple enough. But there's more to it than meets the eye. Occurrences like these demonstrate one of the most valuable things you can take away from your time at Amherst, the power of collective experiences. E pluribus unum, out of many one, our Latin scholars would tell us, is one of this nation's mottos. Just as the American experience is so rich and diverse, the Amherst experience is the product of its many participants. In celebrating our collective experiences, we pause now to appreciate not what each of us did not do together, but to appreciate what we did do together. Often we cannot tell which collective experiences in our lives will be the most momentous until long after they pass. I'm reminded of a story from revolutionary France about one man who on July 14, 1790 attended the Feast of the Federation, an enormous celebration. Many years following the event, this spectator went missing until authorities found his corpse clutching ribbons, programs, and other items from that day. So what does this story tell us? I'm eager to find out as well. Well, last year at graduation, Dan Clucci, wait, doesn't that guy still go here? Dan Clucci spoke about the importance of perspective in appreciating Amherst. However, while perspective is necessary in understanding the power of a collective experience, it is not sufficient. What matters is what we do with that perspective. Upon his deathbed, the man from revolutionary France realized how important, even transformative, the events of the Feast of the Federation were for him years later. Perspective gives us the ability to discern which collective experiences are most important to us and how to remember them. Which leads me to what lies at the heart of our collective experience here at Amherst. We are, of course, here to learn. However, if we have gained anything from our time here, it's that learning takes many different forms. Surely we have benefited from the formal knowledge imparted on us by our professors. At our small college upon the hill, we cherish the accessibility of our faculty and staff members, and even our president at homecoming when he should be fundraising. For that, we truly are thankful. However, what has made this not just a collective experience, but our collective experience, has been the people around you. Look to your left. Look to your right. What do you see? Someone just like you. Someone who has discovered the same things. Knowledge of one's limitations freshman year, aspirations sophomore and junior year, and hopefully tangible pursuits come senior year. This is what has bound us each together. In short, we have shared in the most universal collective experience, growing up. The best moment, so goes one of my favorite quotes from a play called The History Boys, are when you come across something, a thought, a feeling, a way of looking at things, that you'd thought special, particular just to you. And here it is, set down by somebody else, a person maybe you've never met, maybe even someone long dead. And it's as if a hand has come out and taken yours. Well, I hope I've said some things which have taken you. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
You can take your umbrella with you.